Silent Time. This is Dr. Herbert O'Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, with Meditation. Silent Time. Every one of us would like to find a silent time. We'd like to find a time where we could go within and listen to our divine self, listen to the imagination that we are, listen to the dreaming that we are. And it's not an easy thing to do. It's not easy because we find it difficult to find our silent time. When I go into a meditation, for the purpose of a meditation, and I do that often during the day, I just take time in myself to be silent. Now, it doesn't matter what I'm doing. I can be walking or working or doing anything at all, even talking on the telephone. Sometimes when I'm talking on the telephone, people get to be very difficult with their problems, and they feel that their problems are the most terrible problems in the world. And without telling them, but while they're talking, I just quietly go into my silent time. And I listen to the divine within me, and I say, "Hey God, hey divine, hey wonderful me, life is wonderful." And I could be hearing in my outer ear the harangue of the individual with their problem. And I listen to my divine within, and I say, "You know, divine within, you have the solution for every circumstance. Now I turn to you, I turn to you in love, and I turn to you in peace. I turn to you in me, as me, and I listen." The person is still speaking on the telephone. And I listen. And then the voice in me says, "Peace. Peace, be still. And know that I am God. Peace. Peace." And then I am still. I have that quiet, meditative stillness about me. And I feel so relaxed and so at one with all in the universe. And as I feel this oneness, my consciousness returns to the person on the telephone. And for some lovely reason, the person on the telephone seems to have changed their tune. And whereas before they were talking about their problem, they began to talk about their solution. As I sat in my own meditation time, not feeling that outwardly I had to do anything, everything in my world fell right into place. And my friend on the telephone began to tell me all the wonderful things that they could do to accomplish that which was very important to them. And only moments before they were off on another journey. But until I straightened out my own attitude, my own life, my own inner self, they could not tell me all the wonderful things that they had in mind for themselves, because I was right there with them for even just a moment. But when I became still and knew that I was God, when I became still in the silent time of myself, everything in my world was at peace. Meditation for me is a time of the utmost joy and peace and love and harmony. Meditation for me is a time of a feeling of great joy. Great joy. Let the world ring out with the music of meditation, with the joy of meditation, with the thrill of meditation. And I listen. I listen to the divine within me. Oh, truly that's what we call introspection, but meditation is talking and listening. Talking and listening. And the listening part really, to me, is the most important part of all my meditation. because in that listening time, I hear exactly what is valuable for me to know. And there now is peace on earth, and it began with me. Everyone in my world is working on their solutions, because life is a big, thrilling example of joy and activity at work. And I am so happy to be in that relationship. Yes, meditation to me is a time of becoming quiet, a time of discussion with my inner self, yes, but even in that discussion, once I have made myself clear to myself of what I am and who I am, then I am still, and I let all the wisdom of the universe reveal itself to me in its own perfect pattern, and I have nothing more to do but be still and know that I am God. My meditation every morning leads me into this inner sanctuary of absolute peace. And it is good and very good. Know that I am God, and all is well with the world. I am God. I am peace. I am love. I am that I am. And so it is.